Howdy, friends. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. But the telemarketers just ask for R. Just checking to see how your initial reaction is working this morning. We didn't get nearly as much done in preparation for lambing as we had hoped this week. For some reason, it was easier to come in the house once the chores were all done. But next week's fairly open, other than selling calves, getting some hay hauled to the southern cows, and preparing for a trip to Alpine, Texas for the Texas Cowboy Poetry Gathering. Beth will not be joining me on that trip because of lambing season, but we have gotten to spend some quality time together this week, working in tandem to vaccinate ewes and doing our best to put one ewe lamb back together who seems to feel that her insides feel better on the outsides. The chances of a positive outcome are getting slimmer with each new effort, but it's been a wonderful team-building experience. Wow, what a great lead-in for a Valentine's Day program. Even though I'm sure you would all like to hear more, I think I'll just take a slight change in direction and share this week's poem. The strains of the tune rode the beams of the moon through a rusty window screen of a tumble-down shack in Nebraska's outback. It washed across the scene of a life quite spare, as some compare, a young couple making their stand. Few pleasures allow when you're living as cow and you're only a hired hand. The source of the tune, not coyote or loon, it drifted along on the breeze, not native flute nor ancient lute played by a young suitor to please. From sleep they stirred when the song was heard, with the music their hearts did flow. It was high and sweet in the summer night's heat, but its source they did not know. Carried away from the cares of the day, far from troubles or alarms, they danced to the tune on the beams of the moon in each other's arms. Their love would last when the song had passed with the rising of the sun. Morning's glare found them there where two hearts beat as one. Now years have gone, they are still holding on to their dreams and to each other, through pleasure and strife in their ranch and life. For them there's not another. And up on the hill, an air motor mill waits for the breeze through the blade, for some other night when the timing is right, for windmills, prairie lovers, serenade. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning, hoping that you are basking in the warmth of your Savior's love, and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.